Government refuses to engage with UK on plan for a no deal. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times. Pat Leahy quotes unnamed senior sources in Dublin and Brussels who say that no deal preparations are a unilateral EU matter and that the government and EU leaders are sticking to the position that there will be no discussions with the UK on how to manage a no deal on the border until after the UK has left the European Union. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue was briefed on an interim report of the Data Protection Commissioner's investigation into the public services card last August. The debt write-off of €2 million on a mortgage and €900,000 in unsecured debts granted to musician Frank McNamara and his wife, barrister and former television presenter Theresa Lowe in the High Court yesterday provides the lead story in today's Irish Independent. The couple had gone to court over the refusal of the Tanager Fund to agree to a personal insolvency deal to help them to manage debts of €3.7 million. A video which was widely circulated on social media yesterday showing a Muslim teenager being egged and having her hijab pulled off her head by a group of youths in broad daylight in Dundrum in Dublin last Sunday is the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mirror and Herald. The Gardaí have issued a statement saying that the incident is not believed to be racially motivated and that they are investigating a number of incidents of public order and theft related to a group of teenagers. And that story is also carried in all of today's other papers. The Irish Daily Star, meanwhile, leads today with the story about how the Workplace Relations Commission has ordered an Indian restaurant in Dublin to pay €3,000 in compensation over the owner's refusal to serve an Indian customer under the Equal Status Act, although Ravi Shukla, the owner of Ravi's Kitchen on Pembroke Road, disputes the case and plans to appeal the ruling. For its lead story today, the Irish Sun interviews Suzanne Power, the wife of Trevor O'Neill, who was shot dead in Mallorca 3 years ago in what is thought to have been a case of mistaken identity. Help me nail my Trevor's brutal murderers is the headline there. A new life expectancy blood test, which has been found to be 83% accurate based on tests carried out on more than 44,000 people, provides the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. Douglas Village is in danger of dying on its feet. That's according to a study commissioned by Cork County Council, carried as a lead story in today's Echo. Elsewhere on the front pages, Maria Bailey is pictured on the front of the Mail on foot of her decision to quit as head of the Doyle Ethics Committee. And finally, pictures from yesterday's photo call for this year's Rose of Tralee Festival are carried on the front of a number of today's papers. It's the 60th year of the festival and the 10th year for Dahi O'Shea as presenter.